Hello everyone, Bruce Edwin here with Hollywood Sentinel, and I have the pleasure to speak today with Boris. Boris is a social media influencer. He is a master of TikTok and just a really fascinating person to me. He's also a fashion model. Boris, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Bruce. How are you doing?
Awesome. Very well, thank you. We had a little chat before this. I heard you just got back from the gym.
I just got back from the gym. I've been going to the gym probably 5-6 days a week now as of recently.
That's awesome. That's a lot. Tell us, where did you start out at? Now, we've read a bit about you. You know, you're from Romania, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Romania, yes. My mother's Romania. I have a bit of a mix in myself. My mother's Romanian. My father's side comes more from the Ukrainian, Russian, Slavic side.
Okay.
So I speak fluent, Russian, English, and somewhat Romanian as well. So
cool.
Currently also learning Spanish as well. I feel like Spanish is something that I want to take on next.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, good. Good. And how long, so you were born in Romania, is that correct?
Yeah, so I was born in Romania. So my family migrated here in 2001.
What city were you born in, or town?
It was by Bucharest.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, pardon me, you migrated here when you were what age?
I was turning 8 years old. So I was the youngest in my family. I grew up with two older siblings. They were both 16 and 17.
Yeah.
I was 8 years old. My family split, my father divorced my mother when I was 4. So then she just took us away to Seattle. That's where I was raised, in Seattle, Washington.
Wow.
And and most of my family was here, cousins, uncles, grandma, grandfather. My father stayed there, and he started a new family. I haven't spoke to him for about 10, 11 years now.
Really?
Yes. But my mother and I are very close.
Good.
I'm a mama's boy.
Okay, good, good.
Migrated here, and we stayed here. And then I recently, moved to Los Angeles. But I go back and forth between Seattle because of family, and then Los Angeles more of work for social media stuff.
Good, good. Now, what made you move to Los Angeles?
About a year ago, I decided to try out modeling. You know, my height, you know, me being very tall, I have a very, very great athletic body. I decided to get into modeling Seattle Talent. Seattle Talent actually picked me up.
Okay.
I applied for them, and then they liked me. They gave me a couple of print shoots, and then
nice.
I continued that. I hired a few photographers in LA. Adrian was one of the great ones on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
I shot with him, and people love the content, and I love being in front of the camera. Anything that has to do with the camera, I love being in front of the camera.
You do? Okay.
I do. And so we pursued modeling, and then I just decided to, hire a PR person, and just ever since been working for modeling and acting. And Los Angeles is a lot of social media. I've collabed with a lot of big social media guys there too, guys that have 6-7 million followers.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's something that I'm pursuing right now. To be honest, I wish I did it sooner.
Yeah.
I'm 27. I wish I did it at 21, 22. But at the time, I was busy finding myself. I still didn't know the path that I wanted to go to.
Really?
So, yeah. So, it was fitness training, online coaching. I was a fitness trainer. I got my degree, personal trainer.
Nice.
And that was my passion. I've helped dozens and dozens of people lose a lot of weight. I myself lost almost 100 pounds.
Really?
And so, I used to weigh 262 pounds.
Wow, I would have never guessed it.
Yeah, I dropped down to 170 before. And,
incredible.
I was very lean, a little too lean, and then I almost developed a bad eating habit, almost like a disorder type of thing. And
wow.
Then I decided to change my life around and just balance it out and pursue modeling and acting. And so LA has been really great to me, and it's amazing. So Well, that's, I am now talking to Bruce.
Well, that's cool. I appreciate that. There's a lot I want to ask you. I want to jump into the some of the social media stuff and that later. But back to the your start in training and bodybuilding. How did that begin? And basically, what's your routine like now, would you say?
Yeah, great question. So I grew up as a very, very skinny child. I was, you know, in school, I was the tallest kid. I think I was 6'1 by the age of like 15, right? Wow. 14. I was tall and I weighed 120 pounds. And I was bullied a lot for being one of the skinniest kids out of all my family. My cousins, you know, they were all, you know, pretty big. And I was very, you know, small. And I was, you know, my uncle would call me, you know, pencil neck and just, you know, stuff that can get to a teenage kid. And at the age of 16, I don't really talk about this much. And I don't really like talking about it. But I guess you could say I was bullied a lot, and, you know, a group of kids that were in their 18, 19, you know, they beat me up, I guess you could say. They jumped me, and it was a lot of it to do was because of just my background and where I come from, and, you know, I was just kind of not fitting in.
Yeah.
And ever since that happened at the age of 17, my mom saw, you know, my mental state wasn't very well, and she bought me a bench press for my Christmas, and in the garage I started working out.
Cool.
And the first year I saw incredible progress. You know, there's this thing they say is newbie gains, where you gain a lot of muscle the first year because your body is being, you know, shocked. Because it's responding very well. So the first year I fell in love with it. Ever since, people have been complimenting me. And then I, you know, fell in love with I got addicted to the compliments. It felt good. You know, finally people approved of me. You know, I was getting bigger and leaner and better.
Good.
And mentally, I was improving a lot too. You know, I felt more confident. You know, and
nice.
And then it's been 11 years almost. I started back in 2011, 2012, and here I am 10 years later. I've been doing it naturally my whole life. You know, most of my friends they started to go the other route, took stuff, but I stayed natural. I just want to promote the natural way of fitness, health, and just you know, look good, feel good. You know. Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah, it is important. Very, yeah.
Well, that's awesome. And then you got certified as a certified trainer?
Yeah, so I got my – so it's age of 18 or 19, I believe, a few years into working out, I decided to be a personal trainer. That was something that I wanted to pursue. And I got I went to – I believe it was Ashworth College. It's an online college. I went and got my certification.
Yeah.
And I did that for a few years, but then I transitioned to online fitness coaching, where people basically just hire me online and I send them their meal plans, their workout plans, and just work, you know, virtually, because there's only so much you can do in person, right? And so I had a lot of virtual clients. I did that. I loved it. You know, it wasn't even about the money. It was just when people send you a message saying, hey, you changed my life, or hey, you saved my life. You know, you made me more confident in myself. You know, it gives you a different kind of feeling that no money can buy. So it felt amazing.
Well, that's really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I started finally working out years ago, and it's definitely important. And I saw you do hiking too. I definitely am, you know, got heavily into that as well. And
you do hiking. That's something Pacific Northwest is known for. You know,
Seattle,
Washington. It's cool. Just beautiful. But same with California. I mean, you guys have so much diversity. So good for you.
Hiking absolutely.
Great cardio. It's really good for you.
Yeah, I love it. Did you ever do any other training and, you know, anything? Is it strictly bodybuilding, or do you any other physical stuff?
Yeah, it was just strictly that. I mean, people always thought I played basketball. Me, you know, being 6'6", almost, you know, 6'7".
Tall.
people were like, do you play basketball? You play basketball? You know, it's just something that I never really, you know, I played it as a kid, but I never really fell in love with it. It's just something about doing bodybuilding was just a very individual sport, and I like depending on me, if that makes sense. And so I just stuck to that. It's only been that. It's what I'm good at. I mean, I enjoy watching soccer, football. You know, I like watching that, but, you know,
yeah,
it's not something that I've really been playing or well, trying to.
Well, that's cool. You've excelled in that and there are coaching in that now, training in it. So for our listeners out there, Boris, what would you tell them? You know, say, I'm sure there's a lot of people that, you know, especially in Hollywood, that are concerned about their figure. You know, ladies, guys want to, you know, lose, you know, belly fat. Ladies want to lose weight and, you know, get in shape. What's the best? I know there's no, like, magic formula per se, but what would your advice be?
I mean, it's one of those things where it's something where it sounds cliche and might be generic, but it all takes consistency. And if you have consistency, you already won.
Yeah.
And if you just give it, I wouldn't even say, you know, some people think it might take years. And I promise you, if you're in a shape where you're not comfortable with, and if you just give it a few weeks, even a few months, you will see major difference, especially if you do it the right way, you know. And
yeah,
at the end of the day, working out is great, but I can get a great workout in 40-45 minutes, and people think, well, you need 3 hours a day, I don't have time. That's not true. You need 40 minutes for a good workout. But it's what you it's what you eat, you know.
Okay.
Do you make good decisions on your diet? Do you look at the nutritional label? Do you look at the ingredients? You know, it's what is it that you do after the gym or when you wake up, right? When you're fasted, your stomach is clean. You know, you you put in your body in the morning, that it just defines what your day is going to be like later on. And so my advice would be, obviously, focus on the diet. There is no 80-20 rule. I say it's 100-100. You know, 100 put into your workout and 100 put into your diet.
Got it.
And find balance. You know, of course, it's a lifestyle, but, you know, even me myself, I mess up and slip up sometimes, but I know I'm going to make up for it the next day, you know. So don't get down about it if you mess up once or twice. As long as you don't mess up, you know, for weeks and months and just give up, that's when you lost the battle. And it's all about just not giving up.
Yeah, that makes sense. Awesome, good advice. Want to take a break here in a moment and then come right back with you. There's a lot more I want to discuss with you, so please hold the line. I'm going to be right there.
Awesome.